Welcome back. I apologize for the delay. It was due to circumstances beyond my control. All right, I was somewhere in the middle of Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to start Kuf Yud Ches. It's usually better to start a new siman than to pick up a middle. Siman Kuf Yud Ches is a complex siman. It deals with the question of nemanis, of who's believed on kashrus. There are many people who say, why does a store need a hechsher? I know the owner, he's a firm yid, and I trust him. So basically that's what the beginning of the siman is about, whether that's true or not. And I guess the first sif perhaps is the most important. Okay, before I begin, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is the source for Sif Aleph. The Gemara is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara lists a number of items that need a hechsher, like fish and milk, and wine. And the Gemara says, "Ein loikin yemach mechag." Yemach mechag is an abbreviation for the six items it's referring to. It says, "Ein loikin yemach mechag." Bisuria. You're not allowed to go into a store and buy it in Syria, but if you go to someone's house to eat and he serves it to you, so that's perfectly okay. So again, the Gemara says in the store is Aser, at home is Mutter. It's the Machlaikis Rashi and the Rambam, and we'll see in a minute that's the Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah. Now, if it's Rashi and the Rambam, you would assume the Mechaber is. You would assume the Mechaber is the Rambam and the Ramah is Rashi. It's just the opposite here. It's one of those places, like Hanukkah, right? Where the Mechaber goes with Rashi Shita, apparently. That's the way the Shach explains it. And definitely the Ramah goes with the Rambam Shita. And these are the two explanations of Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns that Gemara that says Ein Leichem B'Surya, you can't go into a store in Syria, is unique to Syria. The store owners in Syria were crooked people, and they weren't careful with kashrus. So the Gemara says, don't trust any of the stores in Syria. That people at home, they eat kosher. When it comes to the stores, they're not trustworthy. They're not trustworthy. They say business is business. You know, Torah is Torah, business is business. So in business they're not trustworthy, and at home they are. So Rashi says that's unique to Syria. And according to Rashi Shita, that has no bearing, zero bearing on Halacha. Because today, there is no Syria. Whatever he meant unique to Syria, is Lav Davka applies Bisman Hazeh. However, the Rambam, who brings this Halacha, holds that it doesn't mean Syria. It means any place. Any place except Eretz Yisrael in those days, which had a greater nemanis. But any place in Chutz La'aretz, you just can't trust people in a store. It's also to trust people. Now, you can buy an apple in a store because an apple is always kosher. You can buy an apple from a guy. But things that need echsherim, things that you have to know are kosher, like the list over there, fish and wine, and milk, it's yayin, murayis, which is a fish product, chalav, and chilta, certain, even ground spices. That's chiltis. Chiltis is ground spices. Spices are all kosher. When you grind it, it has to be done with a kosher grinding tool. So even that, you can't buy in Syria, and the Rambam learns that that's everywhere. So what we're saying is, the same person that you know, you could trust him at home, and not in the store. Why? Okay, so we'll have to see that. But that's clearly what the Ramah will say. So let's learn Sif Aleph. The Mechaber is less clear than the Ramah. Let's see the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Hachoshud lecho dvarim asurim. He says, a regular person you could trust. Only a chashud, somebody who is a chashud. What defines a chashud? Somebody who you know is over on an avera. A chashud lechol dvarim asurim. Beinu mu chashud b'isatayra, beinu mu chashud b'isadrabana. No difference if he eats something which is asur min hatayra, like Nevelu Trefa, or if it's something that's also Midrabanan, like Bishalako, Ein Lismay Cholov Behem. You can't trust a person for things that he himself is not careful about. And if you're a guest at his house, you can't eat in his house those things that he's chashur about. So the Mechaber, the words of the Mechaber are not an exciting chiddush. He says, if someone's not trustworthy, don't buy by him, don't eat by him. What he means to say, even if he tells you, oh, I know you're makbid on Bishalakum, so for you, I had it cooked by a yid, you can't trust him. He has no nemanis for things that he himself is not trustworthy about. This is what it says in the Mechaber.
That works for parents and children, though, right? We had cases where the child...
We'll get to that, but first you have to know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll get to possible exceptions. Okay? All right, this is what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach and Sivkot Nalef is going to explain this. Because what comes out from this Shulchan Aruch, if you have stammer from Yid, you're in shul. You meet somebody every day, daven shachris, he puts on tefillin, he davens. So he's not a chashud, he's a he's a regular Jew. So it comes out from this mechaber that you're neman. You could trust any Yid, you know he's a firm Yid, he davens, you know he daven, puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbos, you could trust him. That's what comes out from the mechaber. The shach will question whether that's so. So part one is the Mechaber Shita. We'll see the Shach in a minute. Let's see the Ramah. The Ramah is the Rambam Shita. Ramah says, Yeshayimrim, afilu menisha'in echashud. Even if he's not a chashud. Rak she'im akirinoy say shumos v'kashus. You just don't know anything about him. He's a stam yin. He davens. He keeps Shabbos. But you don't know anything about his kashus. Also, litnais mimenu yayin oishar devarim sheishlochish le'isr. So you can't trust him to buy from his store. That's an important Ramah. It says in parentheses, Rambam, Perikid Aleph, the Macholas Asuris. That means we have here a chiddush, that'll be a chiddush to most Jews, that there are categories of people. You can eat in his house, he invites you for a Shabbos Suda, you're allowed to eat by him. But if he has a store, you're not allowed to trust the things he sells in the store that could be treif. We're not talking again about apples and oranges. We're talking about things that are available, treif and kosher. So the Ramah is saying there are a certain category of Jews, you have to know who they are, but that you can eat in his house, to say, Echadem Abisurin, but you're not allowed to buy in his store, so we're going to have to see a pshat in the Ramah, which is obviously a mechudish de kachomra. We are going to have a klal later that someone is chashid ledover hakal is not chashid ledover achomer. Someone is chashid for a certain level of aveira, let's say. The rabban is not chashid for a chomer. But someone is chashid for a kal is chashid for anything on the same level or lower that he is chashid. We'll have that klal. This is the 20 sifim in the simon. So we're going to get to that in the session. Okay, but right away, as soon as we start the simon, the Ramah is certainly a chiddush. We're going to put the Ramah aside for a touch. We'll get back to it because we'll start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that there's somebody called a chashud. Now, first of all, what is the definition of chashud? Who's called chashud? So we're going to see in Shach Lamed, which is quite a bit later, and really in Shach Vav as well, that if you catch someone once deliberately serving treifis, one time is a chashud. There's no such thing as you get a few chances. Three times is a cheskas avaryon, that you give him an einish. But trust, even one time, a person who's caught deliberately doing something, one time, and you're not allowed to trust him anymore. This is an issue in today's hechsherim, where places are caught, and some hechsherim do give multiple chances. They give multiple chances. I think that they'll catch him better the next time. And the record is that usually, if someone is caught once, he's caught again. That's the typical way it works. And the Hsherim should be, and many of them are makbid. If you catch somebody deliberately once, it's hard to always know if it's deliberate. If you catch somebody deliberately once, that's it. Right, there's nothing. We once, somebody applied tequila for a Hechsher. We inquired, he has a different Hechsher, and we met with him. And we confronted him with something we had heard. So the fellow said, "You're right. But I did tshuva." He never heard of tshuva. He never did tshuva. The halacha is that to do tshuva, for me to eat, with God, you can do tshuva. For me to trust you, it has to somehow be known that it's so. And for that reason, it's actually I'm not in the tshuva business. They're knowing it's kosher, and if you don't know it's kosher, then it should be like one strike and you're out. That's the way it's supposed to be, and it is that way with many of the hechsherim. Okay, so this is the rule. Now again, we'll go from the mechaber who's meikel to the Rama who's mechaber. The mechaber is meikel. Mechaber shita is you can trust him from yid. He has a store, you can trust him. As you can trust him in the house, only a chashud. But defining chashud, there's a Birkei Yosef chida in the beginning of Or HaChaim Siman Nun Ches. The first time it talks about a rogel lasis averis, there's a Birkei Yosef, the Das Torah Sechen Etzulia. He says that a chashud is one time, and a musik ba'averis is three times. Nafkamina is for Bezdin to give an einish, to hit him. Or to put a mechayrim. So one time they don't do it, three times they do it. But as far as trusting of the kashrus, if he's caught deliberately once, he should be out. So we're going to learn now the mechaber shita. The problem that that Shach Aleph has is that the mechaber himself in Simin Aleph in Hilchos Shchita and in Simin Samachay says that a stam yid is not trusted. He has to be muzeh b'kashrus. You have to have somebody who could vouch for him, or muzeh b'kashrus. What that means exactly, we'll talk about in a few minutes. But the shach asks a stira in the mechaber. In other words, the mechaber is meikel. The stam yid not neman. Only a chashid is not neman. So the shach asks that's not a shita. And the shach says a teretz. We're going to try to understand this teretz. Let's start from the beginning of Shach Aleph. Try to follow along. Mashma Shach Aleph. V'choshu lechem mashma dohod lo yisam chinon haynu davke biyodua shehu choshed. That the mechaber holds only if you know he's a choshed. Avo b'stam Yisrael samchinon olav afilu b'seder aysa kama shkosev ator. That stam you could trust. Like the Torah says, b'med v'orim b'choshed. Avo b'stam kaladim u b'cheskes kosher lechol imay. Where the Rambam has a shita, the Ravid holds like Rashi. Rashi. Now this is the Gemara I told you. Rashi says a chanvanim shebesuria chashidi. Only a chanvanim the store of is a suria v'chashin. V'chein pasig Raul ben Chaviv. That's the Marabach. B'tshuva simkuf chaval. Gam niruli raiyam zem ayushalmi perches tishvuas halach tishvias halach abeis. And the Mechaber is not passing like the Rambam. The Bina and Dafka she akiru oisa shul musav b'kashrus. Okay, because of Darkei Moshe, the minig ainoi kedasa Rambam. The Rambam himself in Darkei Moshe says the minig is not like the Rambam. El the Masich can call out the mecheskes kashrus akam l'shaynei. So here we read through the first six lines of the Shach, which is wonderful. Shach says, a from Yid, you can buy in a store, he doesn't need a hash. Now it goes south. Abel Kashim. Harei b'simonim ha-mechudashim. I don't know what that means, simonim ha-mechudashim. B'simonim ha-mechudashim, b'simin aleph. Does somebody have a new Yeridaya? Does it say simonim ha-mechudashim?
Says the new.
What?
In
the handouts, I know, but somebody has the new prints. Yeah, it says it there too. Okay. So I don't know what Siman HaMechudash means, but B'Simin Aleph, that's in Hilchos Shchita, Pasek HaMechabek HaRambam, Debina She'a Shoichet Neman, you have to know, you can't just trust someone to Shecht. He has to be a Neman. Bebs Yosef Shom Kosem Hainu Deloy Kedas Amardachai Sheis Kosher Shein Sarach the Stam Yisrael Becheskes Kashusu. It's not like the Shita you could trust the Stam Yisrael. In the second place, Bechem Yisrael Simis Samachai Kosem Zel Lashonai Ein Loikim Basa Mikol Tevach Sheshechit La'atzma Yomaycher. Can't just trust a person to shecht and sell meat. You have to know that he's a mosik. What's a mosik? We'll have to figure it out. But yes, he's a mosik b'kashus. V'lashon ha-rambam, perches mechus ha-surais. Zekosh ha-gabke la-tor b'sim and samachay ha-tik divrei ha-rambam. Hanal, b'stam. So what's going on? There must be certain times where you're allowed to trust the stam yin. There's certain times that. Tzorech loyme, didas ha-tor v'ashulchan aruch, that abbreviation, hey tezvav, it's a rear abbreviation. When it's a shach abbreviation, it says Hator veHashulchan Aruch. Lechalek, the Shani Tevach Shoychet. What? The Shani Tag. Thank you. Tabach Shoychet, the Shchicha Tuva. How do you touch that? It is the punchline. When can't you start the Stam Yid? Shani Tabach Shoychet, the Shchicha Tuva. The Gamdina Shchit is Merubin. Shchicha tuva, I think it means treifus comes up a lot. It's not as simple as cooking a filter fish, right? It's shchicha tuva. The gandine shchitas merubin. Ubekal yochel as yishia idrasa a sharp sulim. Well, who's a bekashus also? So he seems to be saying the shach, you could trust the stamid. But if it's complicated, a lot of mistakes could happen. Then you can't trust the stamid. He has to be mosik b'kashrus. He can't just trust him because he's a firm person. He has to be mosik. What makes someone mosik b'kashrus? So, I don't know, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is, you have to know he's makan on Shabbos, and on davening, and on tefillin, and on the tilas yadayim, he mentions. Washing the tilas yadayim, famaitzi. It's funny that he mentions it. You wouldn't think it's the first thing he'd mention. But I had a flashback. 1995, I was in a camp in Eretz Yisrael. We had a campus, and there was a bacher who used to bring us food that was cooked in a different place, and a yeshiva was brought to us. He always used to bring it. I remember once standing with him, and he picked up a roll and he ate it. I told him, "There's a sink right here. Why don't you wash?" He didn't say it's a tircha. "Why don't you wash?" She said, "You're from America. You don't understand. Eretz Yisrael, they are the charedim. The people are makpin on everything." And then they're the normal people. Shabbos I wash, Yom Tif I wash. You have to wash every time. My hands are clean. That's what he told. So I, you know, like now I'm reading the Aruch HaShulchan. He said Natilas Yadayim. I, you know, like we ate. I mean, he didn't cook the food. He brought the food, but so we sort of trusted him. So I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions Natilas Yadayim as well. As somebody is mosik b'kashrus, but stam a yid just because it's a store and the guy looks religious. So that's not good enough. So this shach is like the mechaber shita, the guideline for when you need a hechsher. It comes out if it's a store that sells simple foods that don't require a whole lot of work or knowing what's going on. So then it's okay. If it's a store that sells foods that is complicated, it's easy to have mistakes. If it's foods that require the two biggest challenges in kashrus today are bishulakum. Most people hire work, it's lav dafka yidden, and checking for insects, which is a big tircha, and certain vegetables and checking for insects. Those are probably the two biggest challenges, because to check that the ingredients are kosher, you just walk into the storage room, you see what the ingredients are. So those are the two challenges. So but generally speaking, his shita is that you never.
Repackaging.
The question is repackaging. It's not complicated to repackage. So it would seem that like the Mechaber shita, that doesn't help us, that the Mechaber shita, that's okay. Yeah, what's wrong? What?
How do you want shchicha tuva?
I don't know what shchicha tuva means. I think he means a michshol of shchicha tuva. Shchicha tuva to have problems. I don't know how else to learn it.
Then the fact that he could say,
more common that people need to shach. So it's more common that people need. I mean, it's not a rare product.
Right.
That's sure why that should matter, but okay, maybe.
This print, it says in brackets here, kosher.
It says where? By Shechicha Tuva? Okay. Shechicha Tuva, Shechicha Kosher. It's not easy to do. Again? Sure, yeah. You need someone to test you. Yeshua is difficult. A lot of mistakes. Well, to check buzz, you also need to be tested. You can't just let people check buzz. Okay, perhaps. Perhaps. I mean, there's no, the Torah doesn't say you need, if somebody does have a chef, he's chef himself, he doesn't have to go take a bechina. But for other people to trust him, he needs some type of Kabbalah. Okay. Okay. He's saying a different terrorist than the Shach. That's not what the Shach says. Yeah. Let's see the Mati Yainasin. He says,
are you allowed to tell somebody? I mean, you get involved with the Huffy's time question. If you know somebody's question, can you tell your neighbor not to be paying?
If you know someone's putting poison in the food, would you tell your neighbor?
But you know, he's not careful. He's not careful personally. He's not personally. Can you tell somebody?
It goes with the rules of the Chafetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, I guess. Okay, if it has to fit the rules, you have to know personally. If you know he's putting in trace,
if a kosher organization thinks somebody...
In a way, you should tell him just to check it out.
Let me tell you, okay. A number of years ago, there was a store, Barapak, that the person gave you the Heksher, caught him with trefus. So the Heksher was Mepharsim. First, it was caught. His rav said, "Eidach is not never take someone out of Cheskes Kashrus. The Mashkiach is one person. Maybe got to fight with him." So, Rapam showed me then in the Tshuva's Meshiv Dover. I think it's Tshuva Aleph in Yeridaya. He says that when a person takes a heksher, he's giving the heksher the nemanis. That's what it means. You take a heksher. He's giving the person the nemanis. If you take a heksher, if you get to fight with Rav Avashik, before he double crosses you, just call up and say, let's get him out. You're supposed to get along. But the idea that Eidach is different, that at least the Meshiv Dover doesn't go.
The second line says, Dam Yid is Lecholimai.
Yeah, Lecholimai seems to be besides the point. Except, remember, the Mechabeshita is that Surya was unique. And lahalacha, there's no difference eating in his house than eating in the store. That's a mechabishit. Okay, let's see the Mati Yainasin. He says a different teretz. I don't know, it's maybe Kariv. The Mati Yainasin on the side of the page, he says, Ayin Shas Katan Aleph, Akasha, Dabi Simonim, El Fadosh, Dabi Simon Aleph, Pasuk HaMechaber, Keho Rambam, Ayin Shal Dor Ba'irech, V'Lakasha Midi. Dosam Labiches, Kis Kashrus Talya Milsa. Divadei Sfira Leil Rabbi Mechaber, the Vade Emitzin Adam Yisrael Mecheskes Kashrus. He says the Mechaber Shita is from me. It is believed. Hasamayin Tama Daminon Deibaki Bedavar Chusaver Shuhubaki Bchalol Chaysav Veina Kain Detaya Shomachi Emitzin Adam Mecheskes Kashrus. So basically, what the Mati Anderson said, you know, we're not Chayshin Estam from Yid, but things where it's easy to make a mistake, where you could be a Taya. Now, there's not that many things, certainly in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Things that's easy to make a mistake. So Shechita, it's easy to make a mistake. So there, you can't believe Stam Yid. But ordinary things, is what do you mean Taya? What toast could he make? Regular cooking in a store, you can make potato kugel. What Taya could it be? So from a Yid, he made potato kugel. So you assume that it's good. He's not saying that. He's saying he's Nemon. He's Cheskes Kashrus. We're afraid for a toast and something where mistakes are Shchiach. So that's not too many items. That's only a certain number of items where we have mistakes. It's very hard to put a thermometer under someone to see if he's Yirei Shemayim. But Achinami, it's a difficult thing. It's hard to know. How do you know someone is an Emon? Now, Ramesh has a tshuva in the second Chelek Yeridaya about a person who doesn't keep Shabbos, but you know him. He's a trustworthy person. He's an honest person. He doesn't keep Shabbos, but he's honest. So Ramesh writes, there's no such thing. Even if you 100 times saw that he was doing things right, it could be he did it right for other reasons. But for not a firm person, Ramesh writes that there's no nemanis. And even though you feel that I know him, he's trustworthy, that's what Ramesh writes in a tshuva. It's in the Grismaisha Chelik Beis. Let's see if I mark down the tshuva. So the Ashkocha relies on being a Yaitzev Nichnas. Ashkocha, what does Ashkocha rely on if it's not a firm person? It relies, the Mishnah says, you can rely on Yaitzev Nichnas. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, it's on Grad about wine. And it says, if Yaitzev Nichnas, if you come and go, he's afraid, he's miritus. Now, it's a very hot topic. It's like, you know, I talk about this. How many times a week or a month or a year is the Yaitzev Nichnas that he should be afraid? It's something of an issue. There are some Echsherim that go twice a year, or three times a year, or even once a year. And there are those who question whether there's a Mirtis. There's some local Echsherim who are able to go once a week or twice a week into stores. It depends. If you give me an Echsher on a chocolate store that repackages chocolate, so you need a certain amount of times to visit. You know, all the chocolate is in the back, and you look at the boxes, and you make sure it's all kosher. If you're going into a store that's cooking and constantly cooking foods, so you have to go in more often. But there is a spread over different echsherim, different products, how often a yaitzev nichnas has to be yaitzev nichnas. Echsherim today have categories of products. They categorize products as A, B, C, things that need a lot of supervision, things that need less supervision, things that need just minimal supervision. Give an hechsher on aluminum foil, so you got to go sometimes, they're paying you for it, but it needs very minimal supervision. Giving a hechsher on cashews, so you know, if you go you go once a year, twice a year, it's plenty, because cashews are kosher. There's nothing trade about cashews. It has to be random. It can't be scheduled. It can't be pre-scheduled. Rebelski, one of the things when he went to the OU was he felt it had to be more random. He felt that when a person goes to a plant, so the plant knows the next couple of weeks no one's coming. So he one of his things, I assume he did it, was to jumble it more and have people going on more irregularly. I remember him talking about plants that are open on Shabbos. They go, you should plants, they're allowed to be open. But in Shabbos, there's no mirtis. So I remember him talking about having Mashkichim go for Shabbos. Go to the area for Shabbos and pop in once on Shabbos. I assume that if the plant is in the western United States, you can do it. If the plant is in Indonesia, it's probably a little more difficult to get someone to go for Shabbos. But these are the challenges that face the Echsherim. And we rely on Yaitzev Nichnas, which is not our topic at the moment. We're talking here about with no Hechsher. What's talking about here is a store that has zero Hechsher, a person has no Hechsher, when are you allowed to trust him? So the Mechaber Shita, the way the Shach and the Matthiasen explain, is that generally speaking, you can trust a firm Yid. If you know he's a firm Yid, like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan says he keeps Shabbos and Kashrus, the Tefillah Sinayim, and he raises a family by Kashrus. That's what it says. See, so the Mechaber Shita is that you could trust such a person unless it's Shchiach mistakes, or a person could easily be a Taya. Easily be a Taya. That's the Mechaber Shita. Now we go to the Ramo, which is our Halacha L'maisa, which is more Chomer than that. I do have to tell you that today, with products, it is a little more common that it's easy for good people, honest people, to make a mistake. It is much more common because products today are very complex, and the way they're made is complex, and sometimes even the level of heksher on products are complex. I mention you very often as an example, OU tuna fish, which is kosher. The OU tells you straight out, if you call them, it's kosher, based on Yaitzev Nichnas. Now, Ramesha, the Gris Ramesha writes that that's called treif. That, you know, he holds it's absolutely awesome, even the Dieved, you have to kasha your kelim, because Ramesha Shita is that Yaitzev Nichnas need, that a fish need a Mashkiach Tamidi. That's Ramesha Shita. It seems to me it's a Shita of Rav Paiskim. You can debate it. Though you says they're relying on Rabarin. The Rabarin Kotler held that you don't need a Meshkiah to meet. For example, Rebelsky would not let the yeshiva use OU Tuna fish. Now, that's not to say anybody's dishonest. If you call them, they'll tell you. But I mentioned to you, OUP has a Mashkiach Tamidi, and a lot of people know if you want to buy OU tuna fish to buy the OU Pesach, because for Pesach, they do send a Mashkiach Tamidi. But OU all year round, they don't use a Mashkiach Tamidi. There are other such products, which if you know, everybody is honest and tells you what's going on, but there are items which are disputed as to the rationale for the Hechsher. So to a certain degree, there is a level of Adam Taya today with different products that are available and that are sold. And this is all according to the Mechaber, that according to Matthias, such things still need a... you can't stop relying on someone if he's not familiar. He's not familiar. People ask me, does this and this thing need a Hechsher? I have no clue. I have to ask someone who goes there and checks, because things are complicated. You know, for Pesach, apple juice could be chametz stick, and yeast is kashul Pesach. Today's yeast is not made with any chametz. It's not to use it for on Pesach, but you can own it. And apple juice, they use to, as a clarifying agent, they use the gluten of wheat. So today, the world is just very, very complicated. And therefore, you really have to know. Okay, this is the Mechaber Shita. Let's go to the Ramah.
Isn't the Mechaber a sphere to what you just said? The Mechaber says that if someone is hoshud by business, you never believe him. So if he tells you that this is, let's say, this one is OUP, since it's OUP, it's kosher, you should believe it because the whole year it tells you.
So I don't believe a hoshud, but I believe a stam yid. Now, if this yid tells me he's relying, Rabbi Aaron holds that you don't need Mashiach Tamidi, I wouldn't call him a chashud. But now, if the person himself did it, you could not question. But the Hechsher says that Rebelsky was here once on a Sunday, and people confronted him about it. Said the OU reports what the product is. We tell you what it is. We tell you it's not Chal of Yisrael. If you're not Chal of Yisrael, don't use it. If you're not Mak, but use it. He said, the same tuna fish will tell you. It's a non-Mashkiach Tamidi tuna. If you rely on Rabbi Aaron, use it. If you don't, don't. In other words, there's no chashud there. They're telling you straight up front what it is. They're not going to write in the package, oh, you, if she to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, or below, you know, it's just...
Well, I think it seems to be that there's a daya that's matter. This is the
problem. There's a daya that's matter the product.
Right. That's
it becomes very complicated. That's why today you need people that know.
But this is the book. Because based on the Pasuk written on the
Mechaber,
it
would
be also.
Because if I hold this treif. See, I don't hold anything. I hold it's a Mechlekes of Baron Ramosha. You know, it's not like I have an opinion on the underlying dispute. Later, there's an interesting shach, later, the long shach, Sukkot L'chof, talks about a difference. You someone who holds it's a mistake, and someone who just, he knows it's a Mechlekes. So, you know, I'm always Cheshis for Ramosha, I'm Cheshis for Ramosha. I didn't ask him. But, you know, Rabbi Aaron was a Baron. He had wide places. I'll tell you, just to be fair across the board politically, there are some items that the Hasidish Shechitas use that are also treif like Ramesh. The way certain Hasidish Shechita check lamb and any behemah daka, according to Ramesh, not even b'di'evet. Because a lamb, a behema daka, is not common to have a sircha, a problem with the lung. So normally a lung is checked twice. In a regular shechita, of a regular animal, you go base a shechita. The lung is checked every place, bifnim u'bachutz, which means that the animal is cut open, the shechit sticks his hands in, because once you pull out the lung, it could rip off a sircha. So he sticks his hands in and he feels for a sircha on the lung. It's called B'dikas Pnim. And then it's taken out, put on a table, and it's checked, B'dikas Chutz. Different ways of checking. They do a B'dikas Chutz, they look for a Fasirchis, very often they blow it up with, like, you blow up a bicycle tube, right? They have an air pump, and they blow it up, and they put it in water, and see if it bubbles. if it has a hole. The Chassidim have a Kabbalah that the nearby to Rav Tomi, he has from his father. His father was a big baki, was Taka when it became in America. And he has a Kabbalah that for Behema Daka, all you need is B'dikas Pnim, you don't need B'dikas Chutz. And that was his, that's his Kabbalah. He didn't do B'dikas Chutz. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, if they deliberately don't do B'dikas Chutz, then it's also even B'diyevin. You shouldn't need it. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. I think he brings a Pribagadim that says so. So, again, it could easily be a Taya. So, Dech Sheirim, that are Makpid, you know, you go to Lakewood or even Kehillah, you go to many of their Sheirim, wouldn't use a lamb that doesn't have B'dikas Chutz. We're Makpid on the types that have B'dikas Chutz. And Rabashkin always did B'dikas Chutz. Rabavich always did B'dikas Chutz. So you have to know. So just to be fair, I don't mean to only start up with the Yoyu's tuna fish, but Chassidus Hashem, you have it also. And no one's a crook. You know, he had Shemesh by his father. And he does what they do. So this is the reason, basically, that you need Hechsherim. Now, I want to step back from the Hechsher field and go to the Ramah. Again, the Ramah is talking, when can you trust a firm yid and buy in the store? So the Ramah says, Yeshayimim afil misha ein echashed. Ein echashed means a stam yid. A yid that you know is rak shem akir, and I say shem muhzif bekashas. You don't know that he's muhzif bekashas. I'm not sure how that comes about. Also, liknais mimenu yayin, shai devarim, sheesh lachash leisr. Even wine, which is for the most part a shadow of the Rabbanan, but anything. You're not allowed to buy from mimium, nisarach etzloi oichalimai. But in his house, you're allowed to eat. You hear this? In his house, you're allowed to eat. And in the store, that you can't trust him for a store. Davar Pella. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he's Masbir, that when it comes to business, people are Meir Heter. We're talking about a Frum Yid. He keeps Shabbos, and he davens every day. He says that people are my reheta in Yalkut Yosef, they write, and we see this all the time. That's what Ravadia is. Who's Yalkut Yosef? His son, Yitzchak Yosef. He brings the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, and we see this all the time. It's a Dovah Shchiach, that people have one standard, and then they have a different standard. I remember there was a grocery near the Sephardic Center. It's not owned by the same person. See the Shiyid, long payas. He owned the grocery, and there was a yeshiva. Torah Academy of Brooklyn used to be there. And he was selling stuff with Israeli Rabbanut Hechsher. So I told him, the boys come in, they're buying Rabbanut stuff. Their parents wouldn't buy Rabbanut. They see you're a yid with the payas, but that's why they buy it. So he said to me, look, to me it's all the same. Rabbanut, OU, okay, it's all the same. You know, I only Chassidus stuff. So to me it's all the same, as we told him. So that means, in business, he's my rehet. In his house, he would never take it in. But to sell it to Yidden, he's my reheter. You know, for him it's kosher enough. And that was his criteria. What? Yeah, definitely. It should be more an achrayas. It should be more responsible, and it's not that way. The point I'm making to you today is what shchiach people say. You could buy by anybody. Whether the Mechaba holds that way depends on the Shach and not the Yonis. But in the Ramah, there's no question that if you don't really know somebody, just stam to go in and to trust someone because he's a from a Yid, that's not adequate to rely on, and you need a Hechsher. Now here I have to tell you a tshuva of the Divrei Malkiel. I don't know what to do with it, because he's right, but if we're going to go with him, we're in big trouble. It's a tshuva in the Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel was a little over 100 years ago. Was he about 120 years ago or so? In the end of the 1800s. In Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Chav Gimel, he says, Bavai Neseinu HaRabim, Hechsherim became businesses also. And the same Cheshad that the Ramah has, that someone doesn't want to lose money, he'll be my reheter, should apply to Hechsherim also. You have an individual who gives a Hechsher. If he drops the Hechsher, he's out a couple thousand dollars a year. Right? He makes what's his income? He doesn't get a paycheck from anyone. He gives a share, he gives, let's say, to 20 stores, and each store pays him a couple of $1,000s. That's what he makes. If he drops the store, he's out the money. He's out the money. So he said, they're saying, Rabbi, it's also a business. Same chashad you have. He's not a chiyid, he's a firmiyid. But the Ramah says that will chayshid him, that'll be my rehet. He won't give you out now. He won't go buy Purdue chickens, but it'll be my rehet on things. So he writes that that's an issue here as well. I know in KAJ, and we took that rule. KAJ, they have a rule that if a mashgiach in the store catches treifus, he's guaranteed a job in a new place. Because the mashgiach in the store catches it, and you pull the hechsher, he's out of a job. So there's a guarantee, if you catch treifus, that we guarantee you we're going to give you a new spot, something new. Otherwise, why would you catch treifus? You know, give the guy another chance or something. And then it's an issue. So this is the shita of the Ramah. The Chaber Ramah, the Ramah is not complicated at all. What is complicated is what's called Muzik B'Kashrus. There's Choshud, Stam Yid, and Muzik B'Kashrus. It's hard to know.
If you have to promise
Mishkeh
another job, so you only do
it
because of that, people are Choshud.
The Mashkiach?
Yeah.
Mashkiach is Muzik B'Kashrus. The Mashkiach is a Stam Yehudi, and we check into that he's from.
If you promise another job, he might not report it.
No, then he will report it.
If he would not, he might not have reported.
That's right. He might be a Stam. He's a Stam Yehudi. A Stam Yehudi. He's saying this might have had to be. Stam Yehudi is Neman. Keep his house. When it comes to making money, we're afraid that he's might have had to. So you take a Stam Yehudi and you put him in. If he's a Yid, then, like I said, who wears tefillin and davens every day and etc. So such a Yid is a Stam Yehudi, so he's not going to make money on treifus. He's not chashav on treifus. If it affects his money, then it does.
So he's not loygora than a regular salesman.
No, loygora.
From a regular store.
He's gora. If he loses his job, he's the same as a store owner. He's there to lose money. If he's not, then if he's not going to lose money, then he's not. So this is the Ramah's guideline. It couldn't be clearer. It's just a surprise to everybody, but the Ramah is absolutely clear. Yerachmiel mentioned earlier a tshuva nigris maisha, so I'd like to share with you a chiddush of Rav Maisha. Rabaski showed this to me years ago. He told me this is one of the tshuvas that made Rav Maisha, it was kind of shame of the world, the places that he had. This tshuva was written yet in Europe, in Russia. Rav Maisha was asked the following question. There was a frum couple, they were elderly, and they couldn't take care of themselves, they lived by their son. And the Rachmiel, the Igris Moshe mentioned earlier, I'm mentioning now. Okay? And they lived by their child. The child was a communist, he wasn't a frum yid. He got, he bought into communism. So he was not a frum yid. So Pashtus, he's not Nemun. Not Neman, how can you trust him? So they asked Rav Moshe, they said, we know our son. He's mechabed our son a lot. He knows that we're religious Jews. He would never feed us treifus. So are we allowed to trust him or we're not allowed to trust him? That was the question. So Rav Moshe establishes a rule. He says, you only rely on this rule, b'shasat chak, where there's no eitzim. But he establishes a rule which is a rule he has in Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. His rule is that the klalei nemonis in Shas is when you have a suffix. If you have a yediyah, if you know something with certainty, the rules are not talking about someone who knows. The example I like to give is if two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon, and Beis Din does drisha v'chakira, they say Reuven's chayav misa, he killed Shimon. The next day, Shimon walks into Beis Din. So I like to ask my class, do we kill Shimon? Reuven killed Shimon, so Reuven's getting misa. Shimon walks in. So do we kill Reuven? Emma says, of course not. Bahorig Baradlo. Say, why not? Two Edim, no one's a mayor, Trekameya. They tell me, other people say, Reuven didn't kill Shimon, they see Shimon alive. Say, okay, it's Trey betray. So we don't kill him because it's a Safik? That's ridiculous, right? The answer is that when there's a Yediyah, you don't have rules of demonis, of two Edim. If you know something with certainty, now you could ask me what's called knowing with certainty, it's a tricky question. But if you have a Yediyah, you don't need the rules of Nemanis. That's really the underlying theme of Rav Moshe's Heta by Chalav, what we call Chalav Stam, is that we have a Yediyah. And that's why the Yediyah is based on something, and that's why Rav Moshe has a Heter for Chalav Stam, and he uses this in Kama Makaymais in many areas of Chayshim Mishpat as well. So Rav Moshe is Mekel for this Russian couple to rely on their child, even though according to the rules of Nemanis he's not Neman. But since there's the idea, it's good, and that's what Moshe writes in Nigris Moshe in Chelek Aleph, in the first Chelek Yeridei, it was written yet in Russia. He writes this rule that a person has such a Nemanis, and he writes at the end of the Tshuva to rely on it only in a Shasat Chak. It's in Yeridei, Tshuva Nun Dali. He brings a very sharp raya. Anybody hears this raya likes it. So that's the question. Bali Tshuva, even Gerim. The problem is with Bishalakum, their parents. But so that's the issue. I'll tell you the truth. When the Rebelski showed me this Tshuva, when the Philendler brothers came here many years ago, and they were Bali Tshuva, as teenagers, and their parents are not from, not Shomer Shabbos. And they asked if they could rely on their parents. So I took them to Rebelski. So Rebelski pulled out the tshuva. He said, interesting. Then in Russia, the parents were from and the children were fry. Now, the parents are fry and the children are from. So we were wondering, like in heaven, if it's the same line. You know, it would be a God's joke. It would be, you know, that it was his great Zayda who asked the Shiloh. Rebelski, as I recall, told him, as long as you're single, you can rely on your parents. Because it's Shasat Chak, but once you get married, you come to eat by them, bring your own food. That's what he told us. Rav Moshe says to rely on it only be Shasat Chak. He has a second Shuvah in Yeridei Beis, in which he reiterates that he didn't mean to be Sanuchan at all the time.
What was the Raya that the
Rabbah
was going to say?
Oh, the Gevaldik Raya, Sumis Pehe. It's a beautiful Raya. Rabbah was sitting in the Din Torah. You should be reminded of this when you hear it. Rabbah was sitting in the Din Torah, and he paskined that this man has to swear a shvua. So his wife came in, his wife was Rav Chista's daughter. His wife came in, said, don't let him swear, he's a crook. So Rav said, you can't swear, he's mahapach to shvua on the other person, you can't swear. A couple days later, there's another din Torah. Rav paskins, shvua. Rav Papa whispers to Rav, don't let him swear, he's a crook. So Rava says to her puppet, do you have a second aid? You're aid echad, you can't make someone a crook. So her puppet says, well, yeah, you're a puppet, kabas Rav Chista? I'm not as good as your wife. Not as good as your wife. So Gemara answers, the way Rav Moshe Taitz is, it's Shani Bas Rav Chista. So I've got the Lashon Gemara, the Issachar. He says, his wife, he knew Yediyah Brura, she doesn't lie. He knew he doesn't lie. Rav Papa, he knew Rav Papa had a reputation. He didn't live with him. No, my reputation is a from Ian. See, need to aid him. Wasn't he a dear? His wife was a dear. He knew for sure that Pastor Rav Chista doesn't lie. So, Rav Moshe brings that, I guess, as one of his Makairis. I recently saw a very similar psak from Rebbe Yashiv. A totally different case. Someone asked Rebbe Yashiv, he said he was at home, and he didn't remember if he benched. It was the end of a Suda, the Ekedei Sviya, benching was their Isa. He couldn't remember if he benched. Ever happened to you? Couldn't remember, did he bench, didn't he bench? So his son, who was under Bar Mitzvah, told him, yeah, you benched. So he asked Rabbi Yashiv, a cotton has no nemanis. Can I trust my son that I benched? Shavu Dei Raisa, Ekedei Sviya. Can I trust the cotton? So he told him the same thing. He told him, a cotton has no nemanis. But if you know your son, and you rely on him, and you know he would not say it if it was not so, That's the idea, and the idea is good enough. So this is Rav Moshe's chiddush, that yediya is good. Now the guidelines of when to call it a yediya, it certainly doesn't mean that you know someone just from around, like Rav Papa, you know someone from around, but Rav Papa also never, but he didn't know. No, he means that you're intimately involved with somebody, you're close to someone, and you know. The follow-up tshuva, Yeridei Abayis, is about a non-Shomer Shabbos person who you want to trust. And Rav Moshe, even though it's the same rule, Rav Moshe writes, don't rush to apply that kula, don't rush to apply it in all cases, because how do you know? How do you know? Because till now he's been good. If it tastes, he'll continue. So that's Rav Moshe's clown. So that's the Matiyanison, that even if he's totally neman, he could be a tayyah. So if it's something he can make a mistake, you're right. It's something that they won't make a mistake.
Rely on them.
What?
Have to rely on children.
So I it's a good question. I don't know exactly what they ate there, so I guess it was type of items that could be the parents brought the meat to them and they relied on them to prepare it. You know, I don't know the story exactly, but there's one interesting shaila that comes up more than you would think about trusting someone who halachically is not neman with a pesha aser. Remember from Gemara, there's a concept of pesha aser or pesha hitta. Pesha aser, pesha hitta means if you have a situation where, let's say, the Kalteda case that the Taz brings. The Taz brings this case. You have someone who works in the butcher store, the Shechita house, and he skins the animals. Skinning the animals is not yeshiva light. Don't do it. You have to be able to handle these big, frightening knives and skin the carcass of an animal. It's not simple. When we check an animal, we check only the lungs and the keras, and one of the stomachs we check. We're not mechuyev to check more. Here you have a guy. This is the Taz. It's an illustration. It's a Memchess, a cotton Tezayin, I believe. He says, somebody in the Shechita house came, and he said, I found this nail in the stomach, and I almost four stomachs. We only check one. We check the basal crisis. Okay? I found it. Really? Where'd you find it? And he describes the position that the nail was in. Now, if you find the nail in the stomach, it depends. If it's in a position where the point is first, that it can make a hole in the stomach, it's treif. In a different position, it's kosher. Can you trust the guy on the position of the nail? So the Taz writes, pesha asa pesha hit, the meaning. If I find the nail, I can't trust someone who's not neman to tell me the position to make a kosher. But here, this guy, he didn't have to tell me he found the nail. Pesha Aser, it's his mouth. He's telling me that there was a problem. And he is telling me that this is the position that it was in. Pesha Aser, who Pesha is a Pesha Hitta. That's Pesha Aser means he revealed to me that it's Aser.
But it's not like a hand at all. What's on Pesha Aser?
Because he never would have. He never. If I don't trust him, that's a pesha. We're talking. He came to me to tell me it's a problem. In the base of shkita. Okay, this is. I'll tell you the truth. You look at the Taz. He brings a Maram Lublin, who says he's not neman, and the Taz is matmiya that he has a pesha aser. So that's the case of pesha aser. And yeah, you have other cases of pesha aser where someone tells you there's trefer ingredients in the store, but I didn't use it. He does the trefer ingredients, but I didn't use it. That's a case of Pesha. I think I've marked down another case in the Paiskim of Pesha Aser. There's a case later. You know, the Taz talks about that too. Why he hasn't honestly found it now. In Shin Yudalid Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch has a Pesha Aser. It talks to you about a Kayin. A Kayin who has a Bechor is not Neman if there's a mum, if you have a bechor, so having an animal that's a bechor, it's nowadays it's a tragedy. What happens if you have an animal that's a bechor? You have to feed it, and you can't work with it. You can't do anything with it. But you have to just feed it and feed it and feed it. That's all. It's a cost. Today, if somebody has a parah hamevakeres, somebody owns a cow that's going to give birth, they sell to the guy. So the bechor shouldn't have kedusha. Chazal said a kayin is not neman. If he shows you an animal has a mum, he's chashut. A kayin used to put food in a thorn bush. So the animal should go eat the food and split his lip or get a scratch in part of the eye and make him have a mum. So Chazal said kayinim are not neman to say that an animal has that the mum came legitimately. It says if a kayin has an animal, and we don't know if it's a bechor, the kayin says this is a bechor, but it got a mum on its own. He's neman. Pesha asu, pesha hita. He's the one that says it's a bechor. He could have been quiet. It's called migu divay shasik. It's called. So he could have been quiet. It's a pasher animal. He says it's a bechor, and he says. So that is the issue in kashrus. If you go into a plant, and a worker tells you, you know, the supplier sent us trefa, whatever, trefa fats. Yeah, this trefa, don't use that. It's trefa fats. The supplier sent it by mistake, but we didn't use it. So that's a peshasser. He could have not told you. There's no evidence of it. Let's say he could have not told you. It's a peshasser, peshahita. He tells you the supplier by mistake sold it, but that's a peshasser. So it seems from the Mechaber and Shiyadalan and the Taz that there's a nemonis on that. Okay, so this is Sif Aleph, which is, the main Sif of the Simen. And the Gedarim of Chashit, Sipes Gimel Dalet, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to hopefully next week. Welcome back, everybody. Everyone stay well. Stay busy.